This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, this happened earlier today. We were looking at black smoke yesterday, not today.
Habemus Papam. Eminentissimum. Ac reverendissimum Dominum. Dominum Robertum Franciscum. Sancte Romanae Ecclesiae Cardinalem Prevost.
Well, Fred, luckily Fred's here to translate all that and explain what happened because he's an expert on all this. Well, he's been the religion. Well, you are. I mean, you've been the religion editor at CAMOX for like 45 years now, and you've been all on top of this story. You're contributing to some of the network coverage at CBS. We did talk about some of this at the beginning of the show. My first question would be, do we have a definitive answer? Because we've had conflicting information on whether he's a Cubs or a Sox fan.
And I think we do, and I think you may have brought it up. He spent a year in St. Louis in the 70s, and he was at a parish, the old Immaculate Conception Parish, that's near the old Incarnate Hospital on South Grand.
Wow.
He was there for a year. It was before becoming a priest. I think he was taking his orders right before that. So it was an Augustinian order that took over the parish when it was no longer the old Immaculate Conception. And we found a parishioner then, Stephen Baker, who said, oh, yeah, I knew him. We called him Father Bob, or just Bob, and we'd go out for drinks, and we'd talk a lot of baseball. He loved baseball. He was an avid White Sox fan.
Yeah. Well, his brother said that as well.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel...
So I think we're safe in saying he was a White Sox fan.
Fred, I feel so much better. You have no idea. I was very, very concerned, and I'm guessing a lot of Catholics... I'm not Catholic, but I think a lot of Catholics might have been concerned here in St. Louis. But what do we know at this point? First of all, the process, you indicated this earlier, it didn't really take any longer or maybe even any shorter than the past two selections?
This fell right where everyone thought it might, or everyone, you know, the Catholic Church hoped it would last a short time. 2 days, four votes. And keep in mind that, he didn't get passed on the first day.
But that's not unusual.
Right, that's not unusual. And then they had two votes this morning. And then on that third vote today, which would have been the fourth vote overall, after lunch today, he was elected Pope with a two-thirds majority. 89 of the 133 eligible voting cardinals chose his name. And that was the same time, the same frame as Pope Benedict on the second day of the fourth ballot, and one ballot quicker than Pope Francis. So he was on the fifth ballot on the second day. So the last three popes have all been elected on the second day of the conclave.
Hey, Mark, while you were gone, Fred talked about the fact that a lot of these cardinals are new and haven't ever voted.
Yeah, you're right. And it was a new experience for, I guess it was 108 of the cardinals, because those were
that's
the ones
a lot.
That Pope Francis nominated and elevated to be a cardinal. And this time we had cardinals from 70 different countries represented in the conclave. And when Pope Francis was elected, there were 48 countries represented. So Pope Francis added, 22 more countries that had never had popes before. So a lot of these people were younger, newer. Some didn't speak Italian, which is the common language of the Vatican. So there may have been some communication problem. Not all of them were liberal. Some were from some of the most conservative areas of Africa and that sort of thing. So it was just a very diversified and largest conclave ever. They've never had a conclave with 133 eligible cardinals, 10 from the United States.
Yeah. Would it be, is it too, because you got to be careful with this stuff, just assuming things, but can you make an assumption that because of the number of cardinals that Pope Benedict appointed, that this is someone that he would really be happy with replacing him, or is that just
Pope
impossible
Francis?
To say? Yeah, I'm
well,
sorry, Pope
I would,
Francis, sorry.
I would think Pope Francis would be happy because he did appoint him and brought him back to the Vatican in 2023 and appointed him as a cardinal. And, you know, it gave him one of the most important jobs at the Vatican. He was in charge of the office that vets all the new bishops. Mm. So any appointment, if you want to be elevated, would go through him and he would sign off on it before we would pass it on to Pope Francis. So it's very important to him. A couple other really cool things about him is that he knows he can speak five languages and read two more.
Sure.
So he can read seven.
Like we all can.
And speak five languages. He was seen as not being charismatic. They didn't know if, you know, he'd be the personality that you'd want to go out and do speeches and homilies throughout the world. But judging from what we just saw today from the balcony in the Vatican, he was lively. He was smiling. He was gentle in nature. He was not shocked or didn't look out of the moment at all. It seemed like he could handle it really well. Another interesting thing to see is that he wore the garments that he wore were a bit more regal than what Pope Francis wore.
Really?
Pope Benedict wore lots of red, lots of the old magisterial sort of things of a pope. Pope Francis simplified it, just wore a white cassock, a white thing. This pope came out in more of the red robes, that sort of thing.
But he went to Villanova University.
Yeah,
he was
Villanova.
A mathematician, right?
That's yeah, isn't that something?
That's good,
that's
though.
Right.
Logic. Logic is good.
Well, that's not a bad mm-hmm. idea, right?
Yeah. He went to high school and grade school in Chicago. Like I said, grew up on the South Side. Was
but
an
he
altar
did,
boy.
Let's circle back to here. He spent how long here in St.
About
Louis?
About a year,
okay.
I think is what it was, in the 70s. And, we're starting to hear from people that remember him as Father Bob at a very young age.
Hey, go ahead. No, you should go ahead.
I was going to say, once they do this, right, once the smoke comes up,
yep.
Is he immediately made pope and they do the ceremony?
So here's the thing. He's elected pope. The votes are counted and he's, you know, they see he's got 2/3 majority. The senior dean who's inside the Vatican, you know, inside the Sistine Chapel, pulls him aside and says, do you accept this honor?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, inevitably they say yes.
Has anyone ever said no?
In 1215, I think, there was a pope. There was a chosen pope who ran out of the room and hid until they elected a new pope.
Wowza.
Okay.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, isn't that something? So, but yeah, he says yes. And then, they fit him for his robes. They had three robes there. You could choose the size that fits you, small, medium, or large. And then each cardinal of the 133 cardinals come up and congratulate him and swear their allegiance to him.
They take selfies. I mean, I think
that's
certainly I would if I were.
That's
them.
Right. And then he goes into the Room of Tears, where it's a private room where all new popes go, and it gives them a chance to release their emotions because they've just been handed a very weighty job that's a life term, you know, kind of like a Supreme Court justice. It's a life term. So he goes into that, and then eventually they make their way back to the balcony. But at the moment that he says he accepts the nomination, that's when he becomes pope. There'll be an official installation ceremony mm-hmm. in about a week in St. Peter's Square, and that'll hopefully be outdoors so they can get the hundreds of thousands of people there to witness the inauguration of the very first American pope ever.
But again, to repeat something that I indicated earlier, and just I don't know if anything has changed, but he didn't speak any English today, right?
No, he spoke Italian, Latin, and Spanish. But obviously, he knows English well, and maybe he didn't want to be seen as an American pope And he's not. He's probably, of the 10 Cardinals, he's the least American of the American
right.
Cardinals.
Right.
He's been in Peru for, you know, decades as a missionary. And then he came back to the Vatican, or came back to Chicago for a little bit, and then he was over at the Vatican. So, you know, he split his time. He's an international, he's a world Catholic leader, I would say.
I mean, when's the last time we had a pope visit this country?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Pope Francis was here.
Oh, he was.
He did the United Nations. He did Washington.
Okay.
I didn't know
if maybe right. there would be...
Pope Benedict was here. Pope John Paul II was
so
here in St. Louis.
So he will likely come here. Yeah, well, yeah, I know that.
But I would think Chicago would be a stop to visit his native land.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right. Well, we'll continue to have Fred's expert coverage. We're going to talk about it tomorrow, of course, on the show. We got the roundtable. I have so much audio that I want to get to here. I'm going to break. And I know Fred indicated, and we're not happy about this because we want you to get some rest, but you still have responsibilities to the network and reporting on some of this as well. But oh my goodness, I'm so relieved that he's not indicated because they went early at Wrigley Field. They put the sign up there. The Pope is a Cubs fan. No. Fake media, fake news. What can I say? Audio cut of the day. And I have a bunch of good ones, including the raccoon that was smoking meth in Ohio. You're not going to want to miss that.
Get more at 971talk.com.